Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will visit Ukraine this week, making his first trip to the country at the heart of President Trump's impeachment. The State Department says Ukraine will be the first stop of a 5-nation tour of Europe and Central Asia that Pompeo will begin on Thursday. A Senate impeachment trial will be one of the first challenges President Trump faces in the new year.
Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin says senators must hear everything.
About the president's call with the president of Ukraine, about the holding up of a presidential meeting, about holding up of aid.
What the Senate has yet to get are the articles of impeachment from the House. Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise doesn't see why Speaker Nancy Pelosi is holding them.
It's our duty to turn it over. It's not like some mechanism she can control.
Both men appeared on Fox News Sunday. An impeachment trial in the Senate is expected to begin in the first weeks of the new year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warning that Iran's nuclear deal with world powers is in danger of falling apart as neither the U.S. nor the European Union is complying with the accord. He also cites stiff U.S. sanctions as crippling Iran's economy. A long-standing member of Congress who played a leading role in the 60s civil rights movement announces a cancer diagnosis.
John Lewis says he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The veteran Democrat from Georgia says he will continue serving in Washington while undergoing medical treatment. 79-year-old Lewis has been a member of Congress for more than 30 years.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. On Wednesday, Illinois will join Michigan as the only Midwestern states broadly allowing the sale of marijuana for recreational use. Non-residents can legally buy a limited amount of marijuana in both states, but retailers are being told to tell their customers it remains illegal in surrounding states. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out. Number Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local now brought to you by my friends at Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. And look who's here sitting in the seat next to me. He's all excited because the Raiders are now the Las Vegas Raiders. He is Jared Fisher, the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery, and he joins us. Happy holidays. Did you have a great Christmas?
Yes, I did. Thank you much. It was fantastic.
And what? You even had a visitor from Japan.
Yep. My son came from Tokyo back to America. And I've got
and that was right after you had gone from America.
To Tokyo.
To Tokyo.
Yes, correct. So we just... We like to fly the friendly skies.
I was going to say, frequent flyer miles. Oh, my God. Tell me what it was like. Did you do anything outside?
Yeah. You know, I tried as hard as I could to go camping in the snow, but I got vetoed on that by the family. And so we just stayed at home for Christmas in Blue Diamond, Nevada.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. So that was it. So, yeah, no, we had a great time. We got to go out, and, of course, we had that snow just after Christmas out there. And so there was about 5 inches of snow on the hill right behind Blue Diamond in certain areas. So we got to go out and enjoy that. It was a lot of fun.
I was sitting in Kansas City where, as I was taking off on Wednesday on Christmas Day.
And it was 70 degrees.
It was 70 degrees.
Yes.
They said 69 degrees right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
I don't understand why you came back.
Should have stayed. Gotten a tan or something like that. Tell me what 2019.
Well, about 2019. You want me to just kind of sum it up a little?
Yeah.
About 2019. Well,
first of all,
yeah,
it's been a very good year for you.
It's been a great year.
And your family and your business.
It's been fantastic. This was one of the most memorable years of my life. I was able to expand our company. My family's doing great. My son's in school in Japan. I've got another son on his way to college after this year. And my family's healthy. And I think that's the key. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. That's what I've always said. So my family's healthy. We stay healthy. We enjoy the great outdoors. That keeps us healthy. We're thinking positive and, we try and look at the good things in life. So it's been a great year. A lot of learning this year. I've read, probably about 30 books this year.
Wow.
Yeah. I like to read a lot. Well, don't
well
forget,
read.
Many of those were read, on a bicycle through through audiobooks, but I love to read. I think, you just become, you're able to converse better. You're able to deal with situations in life better. You're able to analyze problems better when you know more. And so I think education is just the key to improvement.
I don't know if you have caught any of the Democrat debates, but it's incredible to me at a time when the president was out on the stump a week or so ago, and said how great the economy is and the unemployment rate keeps going down and wages are up and everything's wonderful, everything's rosy business-wise. We're creating manufacturing jobs. And then you listen to the Democrat debate and you'd swear everybody is on food stamps.
Yeah, you'd think that the whole country is just, in the Great Depression right now.
Yeah.
And, that's not the case.
Tell me from your perspective. Small business owner, you and I have talked a lot about over the last few months about business, but tell me about your business.
Well, our business, I'm in the outdoor adventure business and the cycling business. So we like to get people on bikes. And the business this year has been fantastic. And I got to give some credit to our current president. And I know that sounds really strange in the bicycle business. Why are you giving Donald Trump credit? And back in August, if you remember, we were on the show here together, and I had mentioned that the executive order by the Trump administration had determined that electric bikes were classified as regular bicycles. Now, let me tell you the importance of that. The importance is electric bikes in a lot of states and on federal lands, on federal bike paths and national parks, are considered a motor vehicle and therefore are not allowed to stay on those bike paths, which are very safe for people to ride on. And quite frankly, it gets people out of their cars and gets them healthier. And so the Trump administration decided, hey, look, we see this as something that is important to the American people. People need to get outside. They need to be healthier. And we've had this regulation that is completely outdated and ridiculous for years and years and years. They basically determined that an electric bike was a motorcycle. And that's not the case. It's an electric bike. It's got a simple little motor, and you pedal, and it gets you a boost up the hill. And so the Trump administration just said, hey, look, we are now going to make bicycles and electric bicycles the same thing. It's been needed forever. And I just love that because that was a absolute positive thing, not only for our business, and that may be a little one-sided. I understand that. But let's look at it in the big picture. It gets people outside. It gets them off the couch. It gives them a reason to get back out. Example, my mother, 74 years old, two replaced knees, used to love to be outdoors, and she still loves being outdoors. But that came to a halt about a year and a half ago because both knees were replaced and she was in such pain. And I decided, hey, you know what? Maybe if I put my mom on an electric bike, she might enjoy this and she might be able to do it. And wazoo, my mom's out there racing with the fast guys out on Highway 159 through Red Rock Canyon now. She loves it. She feels like a superhero. It's fantastic. And now she can ride through national parks and not feel like she has to be out on the roadway, getting in traffic's way on a bike. She can now be on those bike paths that we put into place. It just makes complete sense. So yeah, this was a fantastic year. I got to give a total thumbs up to the Trump administration for that. It's been fantastic. I love that.
Let me ask you, with lower unemployment, it means there are, well, it means that maybe wages will have to go up. Have you found that your wages have gone up?
I don't have a problem with wages at all as a business owner. There's, you know, I think a lot of business owners realize that minimum wage buys minimum labor. And a smart business person is going to get that, and they're going to understand that they pay their employees more, things are going to be better. And if they don't, if they're not working and they're not producing and not being productive employees, well, hit the road. That's the great thing about America. That's what I love about America. But yeah, I pay my employees based on how their work performance and how my customers tell me that their work is, like the feedback from my customers. I have a big sign on one of the doors of my business, and it basically says, please email me directly if you had an experience that was derogatory or positive. I want to hear about it. And when I hear, which I hardly ever hear derogatory things because my employees are great. But when I hear positive things about my employees, I call them up. I'm like, hey, look, you deserve a raise. And voila, there you go. So to me, that it doesn't really bother. It doesn't matter to me. You know, minimum wage goes up, whatever. I just pay my employees what they deserve. And
I hear from business owners like you that it is sometimes tough, that the workforce isn't necessarily trained properly. And maybe they don't have the same incentives. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But for some reason, the workforce is lacking. People that want to work hard and give 8 hours hard work for 8 hours pay, that somehow they expect something less than that. Tell me about the workforce.
Well, I can tell you now that the way America has taken root more recently with the idea of you know, kids being on their phones more, the ideas of video games more, I definitely noticed that the workforce is not as hardworking as it used to be. Absolutely not.
Now, are they as productive?
There's not as productive either. However, that doesn't mean there's not people out there who aren't hard workers, who aren't productive. And I'll tell you what, a good business owner will seek out and search for those people. They're out there, and I hire those people. And the ones that aren't productive, well, then they find out that they're you know, their life at our business is short-lived and it's not going to work out. And I tell them right out of the gate, that's just standard business operations for us. That's how we do it. But yes, more and more Americans feel that they are entitled to more for less. And it's unfortunate, but we don't have to let that happen. You know, we can, you know, be leaders in our industries, and as business owners, we can be leaders out there and we can make changes and, you know, hire those people who are going to be solid workers and productive. So
more coming up. Jared Fisher joining us from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. And he ran for governor. He has crisscrossed this state, all 17 counties, on a bike. And by the way, it wasn't an electric bike, I don't think.
No.
This had people power behind it.
Yeah, it wasn't electric.
Nah.
It would be fun on an electric bike, though.
It'd be a lot easier, I'll bet you, too, especially going uphill. Stick around. More to do. Jared Fisher joining us. We're going to take a look ahead to 2020 as we continue live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's time to look ahead. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And 2020, we've got a presidential election year. We've got an impeachment trial that's going to happen sometime. We don't know. Ask Nancy Pelosi about that one. We've got the Dow above 28,000, setting all kinds of records. People's 401ks are much better than they were. Look in your crystal ball. What do you see for the rest? It could be a very tumultuous year.
Geez, my crystal ball?
Yeah.
That's kind of magical. Wow. I don't know. I don't really have a crystal ball, but who knows, right? I don't know. I just see it as a very productive year. I see Trump being reelected. I have a really good feeling about that. I think we're going to go through a lot of bull crap, basically, with this stupid impeachment. But there's a little quote that comes to mind when I think about that. And this is with Trump: is if we have the truth, it cannot be harmed by any investigation. If we have not the truth, then it ought to be harmed. And what I like about that is that the phone call with the investigation for the Trump impeachment, it's all out there. It's all out there. And I know I'm kind of late to the game on this, but I just happened to read the letter last night that Trump wrote to Pelosi, which it just cracks me up because he just laid it on the line. He said, I'm only writing this because this just needs to be in the history book because he understands how ridiculous that is. Let me one of the last lines for it. I hope you don't mind. Like, I just kind of catch little things and I just love it. And he wrote, "There's nothing I would rather do than stop referring to your party as the do-nothing Democrats," and that just cracks me up. But he finishes by saying, "Unfortunately, I don't know that you will ever give me a chance to do so." I mean, I like that. That means a lot to me as an American because it means that our president is really out there trying. He has no choice but to try and put a stop to this bullcrap that's going on right now, and he's tired of it. I'm tired of it. Like, again, if we have the truth, it cannot be harmed by investigation. If we don't, then it ought to be harmed. But we already know what's out there. There's nothing to stand on with this. So for 2020, I see Trump being reelected. I see this as something that will catapult him to that because people will begin to understand that, you know, our president has been trying his best. He's new to the field. That's true. And he does make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But he is trying hard and he's accomplishing things, whether you like him or not. We can't agree on everything. You and me don't agree on everything, but we get along and we understand each other. So for 2020, that's kind of what I see happening. That's the big thing. Now, for 2020, as far as what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to ride across America again from the north to the south. And I'm doing it because I've gone one direction and I saw the country for what it was. It was beautiful.
And this is going to be begin where and
I'm going to do this.
Where?
Beginning time wise is going to be sometime in June. I'm just going to kind of watch the weather and then go for it. But I'm going to start up in Canada and then I'm going to ride to Mexico. And this time I'm going to ride through more grizzly country and I'm going to make it very adventurous and scary. I like that. I like being out of the element a little bit. Life is a limited time offer, Kevin. I keep telling all my friends that. I'm like, listen, you've got to live in the now and enjoy what you have right now and be positive. And that's kind of how I see, that's one of the things I learned more and more. And it was just just really hit me hard again in 2019 was living for the now and just taking and saying hi to people on the streets and just watching their reactions as opposed to just walking past them. You wait, you do something like that, you will see your life change. So for 2020, I just see it more and more, reading more books, our country becoming stronger and better, our economy growing. Sure, we'll go into some, we'll have some dips down a little bit here and there, but that's part of life. You know, those things are going to happen. Like, again, I've told before, especially to the business people out there, have a car in every lane. When you run your business, make sure you have a car in every lane, because sometimes you're going to get a flat tire on one of your cars. Sometimes your engine might blow out. Sometimes you might just be texting while you're driving and you're going to get off course and slam into the wall. But as long as you have a car in every lane, you can ride out any storm in business. That's my theory. So
words to live by.
Words to live by. Yeah. Yeah. So there you go.
I love that. Hey, you have a very happy new year.
Thank you.
And we'll talk in a few weeks.
By the way,
I've only got 25 seconds, 30 seconds. Is 2020 going to be the year that you announce that you're running for public office again?
I don't know, Kevin. We'll just keep that all secret and put away in the back pocket.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, I'll keep that in mind. That's Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery. and Escape Adventures. We're going to file that answer away.
File it away.
We're going to file it away. We'll come back to it in 2020. Stick around. More to do. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all is coming up next. You call in 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are retreating today on what has shaped up to be a strong year of returns for the major averages, supported in the final few weeks by optimism over a partial trade agreement. Keith Fitzgerald at Money Mad Press thinks that the market will continue to gain momentum as we enter the new year.
I think we've got all the right things in play. We've got record consumer confidence. We've got great economics. We've got companies growing. This is a great time to be alive and be an investor. There's always the possibility of short-term correction, but you know what? Even a busted clock is right twice a day.
The Dow is on track for its best year since 2017, and the NASDAQ on track for its best year since 2013. And Tom's Shoes is being taken over by creditors in exchange for restructuring its debt. Credit ratings agencies had warned that Tom's would not have been able to repay a $300 million loan due next year without renegotiating with its creditors. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The man accused of stabbing five people at a rabbi's home in Muncie, New York, is now charged with federal hate crimes. Grafton Thomas's attorney, Michael Sussman, says he read through dozens of pages of Thomas's writing,
which frankly show the ramblings of a disturbed individual. But there is no suggestion in any of those ramblings and pages of writing of an anti-Semitic motive.
He says he's not sure Thomas could at this point explain why he did it. And there's no word for the motive of a shooting at a church in West Settlement, Texas. A former FBI agent in charge of a volunteer security team is believed to have fired the shot that killed that gunman. He killed two people. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says,
we can't prevent every incident. We can't prevent mental illness from occurring. And we can't prevent every crazy person from pulling a gun. But we can be prepared like this church was.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer. With updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts, Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business.
I'm Liz Klayman.
And I'm Charles Payne.
Life is too short not to go long.
We care about your success.
Your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's The Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to FoxNewsPodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. This is kind of that odd week between Christmas and New Year's. We're going to be live today and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. And we'll be on best of mode on Wednesday, on New Year's Day. So it's going to be a good week all the way around. One of the things that we do on this show is we watch the Sunday shows so you can do what you need to do. Now, if you want to call, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to see if we can drill down on is why we have this wave not just of anti-Semitism, but anti-Christian. I mean, what we have is something that's a little scary. To me, it falls under the heading of attacking people of faith. We've had two attacks on people of faith, totally different religions, totally different parts of the country, and all in the span of about 24 hours. It was, 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, Central Time. 8 o'clock in the morning, our time, in Tarrant County by Fort Worth. You got New York. And I got to tell you, it's a little scary when you see people going where they should feel safe, and yet they're not. Now, yesterday, on Sunday Morning Futures with Charles Payne filling in for Maria Bartiromo. They were talking a lot about withholding the articles of impeachment. That was a big subject yesterday on the Sunday shows. In fact, let's go to cut two. Andy Biggs is a congressman from Arizona, was on with Charles Payne and talked about Nancy Pelosi withholding the articles of impeachment and how Pelosi is essentially breaking new ground with withholding the articles of impeachment.
The question is, and you've asked it and you framed it right, is she going to transmit? And if so, when is she going to transmit? And what impact is that going to have? This is unlike any other time in the history of this country where you have the Speaker of the House trying to control the Senate doing its constitutional duty.
Beyond the hubris of the Speaker of the House trying to dictate how things go in the Senate, it feels like the Democrats, particularly Nancy Pelosi, grappling as this thing lingers on. It hasn't really served them well with respect to public opinion polls, fundraising, and things like that. And I feel like perhaps they've entered into an area and they're not sure how to get themselves out of it.
No, I agree with you. I think they kept, as they were going through this, and remember, Nancy Pelosi said they've been trying to impeach the president for 2.5 years. Every time they thought something would happen, whether it was the Mueller report, the Mueller debacle on TV, whether it was the actual open hearings after they had closed-door hearings, you get to this point, and Nancy Pelosi says, well, okay, well, then the next step then is to try to control it in the Senate. It has not played out ever like they thought it would. In fact, it continues to worsen for them and improve for President Trump and the public sentiment toward President Trump. Because I think we all look at it and say, this is an aberration. This is abnormal. This is not the way this should be done. And I think deciding that you're going to hold the articles and not transmit is just one more example of a misstep politically, but also a trouncing of the Constitution that we as inherently as Americans understand that's not the way it's supposed to be.
In the meantime, Vice President, former Vice President Joe Biden has gotten himself into a real pickle, suggesting that he would not even testify if he was subpoenaed. I want to share with you the sound of that along with the audience. Let's take a listen.
Do you stand by your
earlier statements that you wouldn't comply if you were subpoenaed to testify in an impeachment trial before the Senate?
Correct. And the reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him.
But Biden did tweet yesterday, I want to clarify something I said yesterday. In my 40 years of public life, I've always complied with a lawful order. In my 8 years as VP, my office, unlike Donald Trump and Mike Pence, cooperated with the legitimate congressional oversight request. Representative Biggs, obviously, I think he spoke with candor to the Des Moines, Iowa, to the Register. But, trying to clean this thing up, it's interesting that the Senate is being accused of things that before the impeachment trial even happens. And here Joe Biden is saying, hey, I'm not even going to cooperate.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that he had to clean it up, but we've gotten used to Joe Biden having to clean up stuff. So, but the reality is, I think when he was speaking the first time is exactly where he stands. The Democrats believe, and the left believes, that whatever the Senate does is not going to be legitimate. And that's part of the problem. And so Joe Biden is saying, I'm not going to go. But reality is, the question over executive privilege is an entirely different matter than what he's saying. He's trying to conflate an actual subpoena given to him by the Senate with what the president was invoking, which was executive privilege, which the House had the right to go to court right. And examine that process. And they chose not to because they wanted to get a hurry. I mean, they said we're too big of a hurry to do this. And now we see that they're really not in that big of a hurry after all. But Joe Biden, I think, would show up because it's a different animal than executive privilege, and he would be subject to contempt.
That is one of the smarter guys in the United States House of Representatives. That's Andy Biggs, a congressman from Arizona. Hey, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from my own chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, MRIs, x-rays, painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain in my shoulder has gone away. In fact, I've canceled my scheduled shoulder surgery. Now, you don't have to live with chronic pain. I don't care why you have it. Headaches, discs, broken bones, hips, knees, feet, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA. You can do it right now. Summer's waiting for your call. 702-546-8767. Ask for Summer, okay? That number again, 702-546-8767. PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. One of the things we're going to get to in our next segment, we're going to get to your calls, obviously, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, where you call in and you talk about what it is that matters to you. What we've had over the past 24 hours, 48 hours, we've had attacks on people of faith. Why does it keep happening? You know, Sugarland, Texas, and, you know, now we have in Fort Worth, we've got the stabbings at the rabbi's house in New York. There's something going on here, and I'm not quite sure what it is. But we need to find out, because people are going to keep dying. And by the way, in Tarrant County, if not for those people that were armed in that church, and that's the result of a new Texas law passed by a Republican legislature that allows people to carry weapons into church services. Without that, do you know how many people were in that church? They counted 248 church members. One bad guy with a long rifle or shotgun. Imagine how many more people would have died if not for those good people with guns. And that's not an NRA talking point. That's the facts. And yet the people on the left, don't hear much from them today, do you? Don't hear much from them. No. Good people with guns, defend the rest of us. Maybe it means more people like us need to be carrying weapons into churches. We'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Hi there. This is Summer with PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. Every day at PIBCOA, we treat people with physical injuries and help them find healing with our non-drug and non-invasive treatments. We helped Kevin Wall recover from his shoulder impingement so effectively, he canceled his surgery. We're not limited to treating physical pain and injuries. We also treat the brain. We help people who are suffering from PTSD, depression, concussions, addiction, and Alzheimer's. We use microcurrents of electricity to help every cell in your body to start healing rapidly, even those in your brain. Our patients are sleeping better, have increased energy, and improved relationships. Schedule your treatment today. Call me at 702-546-8767. That's 546-8767. Take advantage of our December special. Kevin Wall listeners receive 2 treatments for the price of 1. Call us now at our West Sahara PIBCOA Clinic, 702-546-8767, or visit us at PIBCOA.com.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste. And press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, the smartest proposal I have heard on impeachment is the one that's being floated by John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana. He was on He was on State of the Union with Jake Tapper, and he has a proposal. And this is cut five, by the way. He has a proposal for an impeachment trial that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, whether it'll pass muster in the Senate and whether they – the big question is, can they find 51 votes? And nobody seems to know, because everybody's asking what the rules are for a Senate trial, and it turns out there are no rules. But this was John Kennedy yesterday on State of the Union with Jake Tapper.
I would start by giving each side – a good amount of time to present their case. I would give the prosecution, say, 24 hours. I would give the defense, the president, 24 hours. Then I would allow plenty of time, maybe 10 to 15 hours of time, for senators to ask questions. Now, we can't ask questions. We submit them in writing. Either side, prosecution or defense, can object. And at that juncture, I think we should step back and say, okay, have we heard enough? Do we want to go further? I suspect at that juncture somebody will make a motion to dismiss. That's what happened in President Clinton's impeachment. The motion to dismiss was defeated, and the Senate decided to hear three more witnesses. It's also possible, I'm not recommending it, but it's possible for the Senate, through the presiding officer, the Chief Justice, to appoint a committee to hear additional evidence, if the Senate thinks it's necessary. All I know today, Jake, is this. I don't know if we'll ever get the case. I don't know if we'll ever get the case. And I don't know why the Speaker's doing this. Maybe she's telling the truth, that she wants to dictate the policy, or the procedure, rather, to the Senate. If she's sincere in that, I think it's unconstitutional. Maybe it's a cynical political ploy. Maybe her actions demonstrate indecision. I don't know.
That is one of the, I think he's one of the most unique characters in the United States Senate. And his name's John Kennedy, not to be confused with the assassinated president of the same name. But a pretty smart guy. Now, somebody else that's at least looking at a Senate trial is a member of leadership in the House. And let's go to Cut 7, because this is Steve Scalise. Remember Steve Scalise? He was one of the members of Congress who was gunned down on a baseball field in suburban Washington. And he is back to work. He's the minority whip. And he was on Fox News Sunday with Mike Emanuel, looking ahead to a Senate impeachment trial. This is what it looks like to him.
Okay, to your role as one of the top Republicans in the House of Representatives, what are your expectations when Congress returns? Will Speaker Pelosi cave and send over the articles of impeachment quickly?
Well, it's our duty to turn it over. It's not like some mechanism she can control. The House passed it. They shouldn't have. I mean, you look at what the evidence was, and Speaker Pelosi wanted to talk about the evidence. Every one of their witnesses testified under oath saying there was no crime, saying there was no quid pro quo. Maybe she's trying to carry out her own quid pro quo by acting as if she's got some kind of role in the Senate trial. They had a weak case. I think she knows they had a weak case. There was no evidence and no crime committed. And yet they still wanted to impeach the president to appease their radical base. That's what this was about from the beginning. They've neglected a real agenda for hardworking families, by the way. And so what you're seeing right now is, I think, Pelosi just exposing the fact she has no case and trying to have one more bite at the apple. They're even talking about more impeachments next year. How about they focus on lowering drug prices, securing our border, doing an infrastructure package that they could have done in a bipartisan way? They don't want to do any of that because they become the party of impeachment. They have this obsession, it seems like, with carrying out this political vendetta that they have against the president instead of working with him to get things done. At least President Trump is working for families and creating jobs, getting an economy that's booming and higher wages in people's paychecks. That's what we should all be focused on.
Do you believe Speaker Pelosi is overreaching by trying to influence a Senate trial?
Well, it's not her role to go over to the Senate. She could run for the Senate if she wants to be a senator. But the House has a role. The Senate has a role. It's time for the Senate to do their job. Look, for months, she was saying how important it is. They've got to remove this president immediately. He's a threat to their, you know, their whole way of life. And then once they pass the impeachment, she doesn't want the Senate to get the papers to start the trial. They can't have it both ways. I think people see through this charade. It's a political charade. This is not what our founders intended impeachment to be used for. In fact, they wrote about it. Hamilton talked very specifically about the concern that impeachment would be used to carry out a political vendetta instead of to go after a crime. There was no crime committed. And so now all they're doing is trying to just attack the president personally because their field is so weak on the Democrat side. And the president's done such a great job at fulfilling his promises, the things he actually ran on doing. I wish Barack Obama and Joe Biden would have stood up to Russia and helped Ukraine as much as President Trump has helped Ukraine, selling Javelin missiles, allowing them to stand up to Russia in ways that Barack Obama and Joe Biden wouldn't allow Ukraine to do.
Now, I want to give the last word to somebody that I find interesting. I don't think they're ever going to become president. Andrew Yang, he of the Freedom Dividend, $1,000 for every person in America over the age of 18. This is Cut 9. And he talked about campaign branding. And again, what we're doing is, it looks like a campaign out there, but what it is, it's a marketing campaign. That's exactly what this is. Here is Andrew Yang yesterday on one of the Sunday shows.
I want to start with your campaign slogan. It is not left, not right, but forward. What does that mean?
Well, John, to me, it's clear the reason why Donald Trump is our president today is that we automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs that were primarily based in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Iowa, the swing states he needed to win. And what we did to those jobs, we are now going to do to the retail jobs, the call center jobs, the fast food jobs, and eventually the truck driving jobs. We have to have a new way forward that works for all Americans, independent of your political affiliation. So that's what I mean by not left, not right, forward. These problems are technological and apply to us all.
So are you saying that the Democratic Party has been too tied to the left, has been too ideological, while the Republicans too far to the right? I mean, is that what you're saying?
I was an ambassador in the Obama administration, but to me, Democrats still have not asked themselves the hard questions as to how Donald Trump won in 2016, where if you look around the country, you see 30% of stores and malls closing, you see record high levels of stress, financial insecurity, student loan debt, even suicides and drug overdoses. These are the problems that voters talk to me about when I'm out there every single day. And the Democratic Party, unfortunately, is acting like Donald Trump is the cause of all of our problems. He's a symptom, and we need to cure the underlying disease.
Andrew Yang, interesting guy. Again, I'm not sure if there's enough there. It would be scary to have him as president. And by the way, did you see this? Gallup does their most popular man and woman of the year. You know who was tied for first? Barack Obama. He's been the number one guy the last couple of years. And Donald J. Trump. Michelle Obama was the most popular woman in the world. And that's from the Gallup organization. Unbelievable. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. We'll tee it up tomorrow. We'll look back at 2019, ahead to 2020, and the Las Vegas Raiders. Kind of exciting. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
KPET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.